This is Dr. Mejia, the camp for the patient Aaron Hughes. Medical record, it's 138060, the 10-27-1955, referring physician, Dr. Cesar Quillian, procedure performed. EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsy, set of the procedure June 21st, 2023. Indications, history of Barrett's esophagus, history of polyps, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, irregular Z-line, number 2, polyp in the fundus and body of the stomach, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, diverticulosis coli, number 5, inadequate preparation, pure paragraph. Lipo insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication non-immediately, medication as remote anesthesia care, withdrawal times or period. Preparation inadequate, large amount of liquid and solid stool present throughout the colon, pure paragraph. Over the procedures, per double template, pure paragraph findings, autofarence of pyanoma, pure paragraph esophagus, Z-lines appears irregular, biopsy taken of pairs, pure paragraph stomach, diminutive polyp in the body and fundus of the stomach, biopsy taken, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsy take, period. Colonoscopy findings. Anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, piercing with distant colon, scattered diverticulosis present, otherwise no gross lesion seen, period. Semiflexure transverse colon, scattered diverticulosis, otherwise no gross lesion seen, period. Paragraph, hepatic flexure is in colon seco, no gross lesion seen, period. Large amount of liquid and solid stool residue present throughout the colon, period. Examination may cause inadequate, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2, enteric inflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, continue PPIs, next number, high fiber diet, next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in the near future with better preparation, period. We will attempt a 2 days preparation, period. Patient will need a repeat EGD in 3 years, given prior history of Barrett's.